This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know I'm not supposed to be using these, but I love Q-tips. I'm not addicted to them, but I use Q-tips all the time. I get out of the shower, and mind you, I take long showers because I like to sing in the shower, and then I like to win the Grammy, you know, or the Emmy or the Oscar, depending on what I'm imagining myself, you know, winning, you know. And, yeah, shampoo bottle, of course, the shampoo bottle is the trophy. We all do it. You guys don't do that? I do it all the time in the shower. You sound better in the shower. The acoustics are better in the shower, so you sing. Or your acceptance speech is great. Now, of course, you know, my husband, I don't let him see that. You know, he'll walk by the shower, and I'll be like, you know, just be acting like I'm just, you know, like standing there. And then he'll walk back, leave, and I'll be like, and then... I'd like to thank Michael Fassbender for being such an amazing, you know, actor that, you know, will allows me to be my best during the love scene, right, whatever. So I go through that whole thing. And so I probably take about maybe a 30-minute shower, which is really, really bad because I live in Vegas. And you're not supposed to waste water. You're supposed to take a shower and get the heck out. I peed in the shower the other day. And I really hope nobody, you know, drank from the faucet because, you know, we recycle water. So I get really nervous about somebody drinking that. But mind you, I'm showering with recycled water. So, you know, I'm showering in somebody else's pee, which is probably why I take a longer shower, because I'm trying to wash off the pee that I just got 2 seconds ago from the water. So, you know, after I finish, you know, my song, I think I sound like Mariah Carey. Everybody's saying, oh, my gosh, she's the next Mariah Carey. I'm like, yeah, I is. Yeah, I can sing. And then I get out of the shower. You know, the cats are there, and they're like, you know, we have to listen to that. Where's our eats? I'm like, I'm not going to feed you. So, you know, I find a towel or I find a robe. I like robes. I don't like towels. Towels make no sense coming out of a shower because your shoulders are cold or your knees are cold. And if you forget to shave your legs, you know, now you got wet hair on your leg. I don't know, you know. So I like a robe. I like to, when I get out of the shower, be completely covered. And then I just hope that the robe just soaks up the water. So now I get out of the shower, and there's a lot of steam. You know, and you can't see anything, and the window and the mirrors are all blocked up, and the cats are all upset because they can't see where their potty box is. And their potty box now, you know, now their potty box is full, not because they went pee-pee in the potty box, but because my shower put so much moisture into the bathroom that now the potty box is, like, completely, like, what, you know, it's like soaked. You know, then my husband comes into the bathroom going, you need to change the potty box. I go, no, I don't need to change the potty box. That's not pee-pee. That's water from my shower. He's like, yeah, but they can't pee. It's like rock hard. I go, well, then they go pee in the shower. I pee in the shower. So we kind of get through that. And then I start to notice that my ears bother me. And I'm like, okay, my ears bother me. So I incorrectly reach for a Q-tip. Now, I like to buy in bulk. So we don't just have a little baby, you know, little Q-tip package that makes you want to, you know, makes you want to save. I buy those, you know, 1,000 Q-tip boxes. And when you buy one of those, you think you have unlimited. I can't remember the last time I ran out of a Q-tip. I think only 2 times in my whole life did I use the last Q-tip in the Q-tip box. I mean, we always have Q-tips. I just don't understand why, and I never buy them. So you have a product that is never-ending. You have ears that bother you because you get out of the shower, you got water. So you grab the Q-tip, and I just scratch with the Q-tip. I go around the ear. I soak up the water. Then I do the little triga within my pinnae. We're kind of going through some anatomy. Is that what's called triga? Don't forget to get behind the ear, because behind the ear could get a little stinky. So you got to get behind the ear, too. So I clean it out, and then I'm like, no, no, it doesn't feel like I got everything out. So I take another Q-tip. And mind you, you know, you look at the Q-tip, right? And and it's clear. I have nothing on my Q-tip. And the reason why is because I cleaned it when I took a shower 3-4 hours ago. I like taking showers. I take showers in the morning. I take showers, you know, in the evening. And if I ever get tired and I think I want to go for carbs or a snack, I'll take another shower. It wakes me up. So there's, like, no wax. So then the cats want to play with the Q-tip. And I'm like, well, I don't want to give them a used Q-tip, so I give them a new Q-tip. Well, anyway, Q-tips aren't really the healthiest thing. And the reason why I bring that up is we have a man who apparently got a severe bacterial infection and then seizures because he used a cotton swab. The 31-year-old man said the tip of his cotton swab got stuck inside his ear canal. Now, the doctors weren't exactly sure how that happened, but a bit of cotton left in the ear, all right, unfortunately caused him to develop the severe bacterial infection that started in the ear canal, and then it went into the base of the skull, then moved upward into the lining of the brain, and he got meningitis. Now, cheaper Q-tips will leave cotton remnants. Now, they said the infection didn't enter the man's brain, only the lining, causing meningitis, but he did start to have a seizure and collapse. So they think it was toxins from the bacterial infection, kind of like a toxic shock syndrome that happened, except on a Q-tip in an ear. So, unfortunately, he got these toxins from the bacterial infection, then it started to cause the infection to spread and then cause a seizure. Now, apparently, he had pain and discharge from his left ear about 10 days prior to the seizure, then got headaches on his left side, he started to vomit, he had trouble remembering people's names, and he had ear infections before in the past. So what happened is doctors are like, let's figure out what the hell's going on. They did a CT scan, and then they found 2 abscesses. These are areas filled with pus at the base of the skull. And that's when they figured out that there might have been something that was left inside his ear that caused that brewing. So he had minor surgery to explore the ear canal. They removed the cotton swab that had gone missing. The swab was impacted and surrounded by wax and debris, so it had been there for a long time. He was in the hospital for about a week, got IV antibiotics, and now is fine. But the moral to this is, do not stick stuff in your ears, especially cotton swabs. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we do have an answer line for you guys to call in, comments, tell us your stories, give us your questions. So let's go to the phone lines now. We have Chuck. I believe Chuck's from Houston. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Oh, good. I'm actually from Austin.
Oh, you're from Austin. Well, very nice. Sorry. There's a difference there. My bad. So, Chuck, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, I'm calling about my hiatal hernia. I had an email conversation with you, and I wanted to highlight this issue for everybody so we can educate as many people.
This is fantastic. Yes, this is crazy. This is crazy. Chuck emailed me about a week or two ago, and a lot of times I have a hiatal hernia. A lot of us are diagnosed with hiatal hernias, and there's a wide array of treatments, and the majority of us are told to let it lie. And Chuck has a very interesting story. Yeah, Chuck, share with us. What happened with you?
Yeah, I was diagnosed about 20 years ago and went through a barium solution. And I asked the doctor, what do I do with it? Oh, he said, nothing, you're not any problems. So over the subsequent years, I've had endoscopy, you know, several of them. And all the doctors noted the hiatal hernia and all said the same thing. Don't do anything if you don't have a problem.
Chuck, for a second. So for those of you who aren't familiar with hiatal hernias are unlike hernias that you get in the testicle. Hiatal hernias is where part of your esophagus is herniating through the diaphragm into the chest cavity. And so it could cause reflux, and that's why he kind of had that dye test to look at the esophagus and see where it was flowing, and that dye test can exhibit where there's curves and where it could be. But go ahead. Sorry, Chuck.
So in February of 2009, I had an endoscopy, and he noticed again the hiatal hernia. Big, he said, it's big. I said, well, what do I do with it? And he said, nothing. So no doctor has ever told me to take any action. Well, May of 2009, I'm in terrible shape. I get to the emergency room. I pass out. The next thing I do, I wake up and I'm without a stomach. Turns out my stomach got into the hiatal hernia and choked it off and killed it, basically.
Wow.
So for the next 4 months, I had no stomach. I was intravenous fed, lost 83 pounds. But really my story is about doctors need to be educated that if anybody's diagnosed with a hiatal hernia, to immediately seek surgeons' recommendations. If I had had that, somebody had told me that, I would not have been this problem. It's 10 years without a stomach. They formed a stomach out of my colon, but it had not been a pleasant experience. And I wish I could help anyone who's got a hiatal hernia to get immediate recommendation on what to do with it and to bring this to light that there is a possibility your stomach can get up into your hiatal hernia and is dramatic from there. I've heard several cases since, 50% of the people die. They don't catch it. Go ahead.
No, so scary. And you know, it sounds like you had gone to the doctor a few times. What were your symptoms that brought you to the doctor that later led to your endoscopy?
Well, nothing. Normal checkups, normal stuff. You know, I did that normally, the endoscopy, at least twice, three times during the 20 years, just for, you know, stay in touch with my doctors and, you know, get approval. I really had no issues up until the last moments. I started in February throwing up a lot after dinner, and okay. Well, after that, I had that February endoscopy, and he said nothing. So it didn't look like I had a problem. The stomach was where it was should have been, but 2 months later, I'm on the operating table with no stomach.
Whoa.
I want to get everybody that ever has been told they have a hiatal hernia to get further recommendations on what to do with it. Look at the options, because I wish one of those doctors over the 20 years had told me that. I would have gone right to get a surgeon's recommendations and see what I needed to do. So,
Chuck, man.
Even to this day, I have the hiatal hernia, and I've asked, can my current stomach, which is part of my colon now, get up in there? And nobody can give me a straight answer. So I'm now seeing a surgeon and getting a recommendation on what to do with it, to close it off or not. It's just a laparoscopic procedure, I believe, now. They can go in there and sew it up.
Right.
So it's
right.
Not that difficult.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, they really didn't do that much. Now, yeah, they are doing laparoscopic surgery or open surgery. Yeah, they sometimes will have to do a Nissen fundoplication, but this was a fluke. I mean, you know, I have a hiatal hernia, and, you know, I know something's up because I was in the movie theater and I burped, and when I burped, throw up came up, and then it was on my shirt, and I didn't want to leave the movie, so I just sat there with it, you know, and it stunk, but I wanted to finish a movie, so I just kind of covered up my shirt, and I couldn't take off my shirt because I'm a girl, and you're not allowed to do that these days, and, you know, you start to wonder if your hiatal hernia is something that isn't something that should be ignored. So I agree with you, Chuck. This was really helpful. Thank you. I mean, so let me ask you something. So you have part of your colon now, you know, for your stomach. Do you still have part of your stomach? Do you still have acid that digests food? How does that work?
No, well, I don't have a sphincter valve, which, you know, stops the acid from coming up. And every once in a while, when I'm sleeping at night, it comes up and it's vicious. I mean, okay. It's vicious. It's bad stuff. So all I can say is, please, if you've been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia, get further recommendations on what to do with it. Mm-hmm. Do not sit there and say, well, don't do nothing if you don't have a problem. Well, I didn't have a problem either to the last minute. So, you know,
right.
I would truly recommend having surgery, period.
Okay.
Considering the laparoscopic surgery is very convenient these days, I would, if somebody told me that and I knew what I know today, I'd be running to the surgeon tomorrow.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Chuck, man, thank you for calling and thank you for sharing. God bless you. And sorry this happened to you, man.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, and hopefully I'll help somebody from having what happened to me.
Yes, absolutely, Chuck. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you see, it's really interesting. The one thing I found fascinating as a medical student is with hiatal hernia is when you have a hernia, like let's say you have a hernia in your groin, we're always told to get a surgical consult whenever you have a hernia. Not all hernias need to be fixed, but usually with hernias, with the exception of a hiatal hernia, you're taught to have a surgeon take a peek. Because a hernia means a weakness and a pushing through that weakness. And so with hernias, you have weakness in musculature, and you have part of the bowel pushing through. So that's why, you know, with men having inguinal hernias, when they cough, they may feel a bulge. Maybe it goes in and out. If the bulge stays, then unfortunately that could be colon or intestine that gets stuck. And then it could incarcerate and lose blood supply. So we don't blow off groin hernias. We get it looked at, and even the smallest ones may need to get repaired because smaller ones sometimes are even more dangerous than bigger hernias because if that little bowel pushes through and gets stuck, you won't be able to, you know, get that back, and then it loses blood supply. Umbilical hernias, little belly button hernias. I had one, you know, after having surgery where they went through the belly button. That just got worse, so I had to get the belly button repaired, and then, unfortunately, the mesh I had an issue with, so that just didn't work out very well for me. But the two types of hernias that we really don't seem to do much with are the ventral hernias, and the ventral hernias is where you're lying down on your back, and you start to sit up, and you feel like you have an alien in your stomach, or it looks like you have an alien in your stomach. It doesn't hurt, but it's your abdominal wall musculature is so weak that you have your bowel contents, even though they're covered and protected by the peritoneum, pushing through. And so you see that bulge. So those are ventral hernias, and we really don't do a lot with those. And then the hiatal hernia. And the hiatal hernia, where you have part of your stomach pushed up into the chest wall cavity because you have dysfunction of that lower esophageal sphincter that's supposed to keep it tight. Many times, you know, we will treat it with antacids, we'll treat it with diet, sometimes we'll have you lose weight, avoid trigger foods, have you not smoke. But like any other hernia, like Chuck said, sometimes you might want to have a surgeon take a peek because that means you have bowel, even if it's your stomach, that you have GI organs pushing through where you have muscle weakness. And unfortunately with him, this abdominal pain was an incarcerated stomach. And losing blood flow to an organ kills the organ. He said in his email to me, he lost about 83 pounds. So not all hiatal hernias need surgery. But yeah, it wouldn't hurt to get an evaluation. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heavy rain flooding across the Midwest is prompting several states to declare an emergency. Governors in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Kansas all made state of emergency announcements due to the expected forecast. The National Weather Service also says that flooding could affect parts of Mississippi and the Missouri Valley through Monday. The late winter storm is bringing temperatures warm enough, which is melting snow and ice in some areas. That's been a main contributor to the flooding. Reaction coming in on Capitol Hill to President Trump vetoing a congressional resolution blocking his declaration of an emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn.
Every state's a border state. Every town's a border town until we secure the southern border. And the president is correct in taking the step to veto this resolution.
Blackburn was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is sad. A Central Texas woman has died after somebody dropped a rock from a railroad overpass, and it went through the windshield of the car she was riding. Temple, Texas police are asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in the Saturday night incident on Interstate 35 that fatally injured Keila Ruby Flores. She's a 33-year-old Waco woman who unfortunately died Sunday morning at the hospital. She said Flores was in the front passenger seat of the car driven by her boyfriend, Christopher Rodriguez. Rodriguez told police that they were returning to Waco from Austin with Flores' three children in the back seat when the rock the size of a football smashed through the windshield. This is horrible. They say they were heading back to Waco on 35 northbound. All of a sudden, something just strikes the window. An explosion just comes right through the window. I didn't know what it was. I look over, and I see Keela. She is laying there unresponsive. I'm just shaking her, trying to wake her up, but she is unresponsive. Nobody else in the car was injured. So he and the family are asking now for help, identifying who threw the rock. Either it was dropped, thrown, whatever. Now, she has three children, 6, 12, and 14. And, you hear of these weird, just, oh my gosh, fluke accidents. You know, people are stupid out there. They obviously think it's an isolated incident. They don't think a rock just fell. Usually rocks like that aren't on overpasses. But you have people out there that, one are stupid. But you also have a psychological picture to some people where it's not that they want to kill, but they want to see mayhem. And you guys have all known people like that because they'll say that they watch, they'll go to an airport and they'll watch planes. And they'll be standing next to somebody or they'll be going, God, I'd love to see an plane crash. You're like, what are you talking about? It would be just really cool to see a plane crash. You're like, no, it wouldn't be cool because people would die. And I've been to the airport. In Las Vegas, there's an airport. We have our McCarran Airport. And there's a place where you could park right by the fence and watch the planes land. It's really cool. It's like a kind of a make-out place. We used to go there to make out, which doesn't really make sense because the car right next to you is right there. I don't like kissing with other people watching. But, I'm old. My husband's like, trust me, I'd rather watch the planes than kiss you. So when we go to watch the planes, we go to watch the planes. And my husband's a pilot, so he likes to watch the planes. He thinks it's really cool to see how they land and hear the, with the tires and all that. But, you'll always hear somebody, being stupid, being drunk, say crash, crash, crash. And, you wonder, are these people really sickos? I mean, do they really want, 190 people to die? No, they just, want to see, they like to see violence. They like to see drama. And so, when we were little kids, we found it fascinating when we would be able to start a fire. Remember, we would take our little magnifying glasses and we would take the magnifying glass out into the hot sun because I lived in, Phoenix, Arizona for some time. And then we would find a dry leaf and we would start to make that leaf smoke. And then we can make it, catch on fire. And, why is that so exciting for a kid? Is it the fire? Is it the fact that they could take something that wasn't, on fire and, cause it to do that? Is it because they get to destroy something? Or is it because there's a power thing? And I think with these older individuals who may be throwing rocks over overpasses or doing stupid, it's a power thing. It's not that they want somebody hurt. It's not that they want to start a fire. It's not that they want an accident. They want the power of being able to control what happens in those next few seconds. And people like to throw things. They like to destroy things. And it's this, psychological nugget that a lot of us don't realize. And when you see people have things like that, you wonder, are they going to go on and do something that's going to end up causing some, real mayhem? And then, do these people need an outlet? So, some parents would tell me, my kid is weird, I'm scared. I'm like, why? What's going on? Well, my kid loves fire. He's obsessed with fire, and I think he's going to light the house on fire. Okay. Well, that kid needs a talking to. I mean, timeout's not going to really cut it. But if that kid is playing with fire and messing with fire, usually with the kid will start, instilling some boundaries. No, you don't do that. You light something and then it's on, But what I would probably do with my kids is I would probably take something very, very special of theirs that they really like. And while they're sitting there playing with the matches or while they're sitting there playing with the lighter, I'll just have that something special right there. And then, you know, my kids, when they were younger, would probably be like, no, Mom, no, move that out of the way. And I'm like, why? They go, well, special. I don't want to get fire on that. And then I'd be like, well, you're doing it now on the kitchen table. Yeah, but it's a kitchen table. I go, yeah, but the kitchen table's special to me. This house is special to me. You know, and if that didn't work with them, I would open up a can of water. No. I would probably take something not so special of theirs and go, look, you know, you burn anything of mine down, I'm going to burn this. And I think they would get the point. They would stop it. Not that that's the best parenting, but that's what I would do. Usually psychologists try to find why they want to destroy. Do they have, you know, antisocial behavior? Do they have borderline personality? Do they, you know, is it that they want to destroy things? But a kid that has a fascination with fire, all right, you can harbor channel that to chemistry. Get them a chemistry set. Maybe not a chemistry set. I've seen stuff blow up. But, you know, get them interested in science. Get them interested in doing things, you know, where they can make things and create things and see what they do. But fire is dangerous. And you need to, you know, hopefully it's a phase and kind of get them away from fire. You know, me, I burned myself with fire, so I don't touch it. I like to stay away. Still, though, if there was a campfire, I could watch that forever, so I think that's fascinating. But many times you need to kind of look deeper into what they're doing. You know, with kids especially, if they act out, you know, why are they acting out? You know? My kids, I think, had it a little harder than others because I was never around. I worked a lot. And some people would argue, well, that's probably why they're turning out so good. Maybe. And so what they would do is they would fight a lot more when I was around. Or they would do things like, you know, give each other the middle finger. I told you guys what I did. The kids were giving each other the middle finger. And I told them to stop. And they were giggling. And I think they wanted my attention. They wanted me involved. Well, I got involved all right. What I did is I took my sparkly nail polish and I painted their middle finger. And I hid any nail polish remover. So, you know, once you have nail polish, it's really hard, especially when it's sparkly, to get it all off. So that stopped my kids from wanting to show their middle finger. They kept their middle finger hidden for like 2-3 weeks until the nail polish got off. So that's how I handled that. But did they do it because they were being bad boys? No, I think they were doing it for attention. You know, if mom is distracted with new daddy, let's say, or with work, or with her own problems, or daddy is distracted with new mommy, or, you know, work or whatever, his problems, you know, these kids may want attention. And sometimes that just comes out with them doing something. And, you know, bad attention, they don't realize that bad attention and getting in trouble is not the same as good attention. Just like publicity. Look at these stars. Bad, negative publicity is still publicity. You know, they're still, they'll talk, stars won't mind negative publicity because at least they're being talked about. Same goes with some of these kids that act out. So if you do have a kid that's kind of acting up, find out if you're not spending enough attention with them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about this college scam? This is interesting. Okay, Fox News is reporting that four dozen people, including TV stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are charged in this alleged college admissions scam. It's a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that apparently involved rich people paying thousands upon thousands of dollars for fake profiles and other people to take the ACT, SAT to get their kid into fancy-schmancy colleges. Now, I mean, if my kid did not deserve to go to Harvard or Yale. He doesn't go. I mean, what's the point of getting him in if he's going to fail? I don't understand, but I get that, you know, for these stars, maybe, you know, they'll do anything for their babies. So this alleged scam involves students being placed into top colleges like Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, USC, UCLA, University of Texas, and it was run by a man in California named William Rick Singer, according to Fox News. And apparently he helped parents get their children into the schools through bribes. These are court documents that were unsealed in Boston have showed. Now, Singer, I guess, is going to plead guilty to racketeering, ran this charity called Key Worldwide Foundation. And it received $25 million in total to guarantee the admissions. That's according to U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling. Now, most of the students, they say, didn't know what their parents were doing. And I would say let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay? I mean, you know, it's if, you know, the kid is like, no, mom, don't do it. No, mom. Mom's like, I'm doing this. Okay, back off. You know, let's give the kids the benefit of the doubt. I mean, maybe there are some kids that knew what their parents were doing, but you know what? They'll filter out eventually, you know. But it's heartbreaking with this. So the children's parents would pay a specified amount of money, just specifically, full aware, to gain college admission. They weren't duped. The money would then go to an SAT or ACT administrator or a college athletic coach who would then fake a profile for the prospective student, regardless of their athletic or academic ability. They said there is no college, according to the U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling, he said there can be no separate college admission system for the wealthy, and there will not be a separate criminal justice system either. They said we're not talking about donating a building, so a school is more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about actual deception or fraud. So on a call with a parent, prosecutors said that Singer had described his business as, what we do is help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school. My families want a guarantee. So they would help the client's children by having another individual take the SAT or ACT on behalf of the students. Parents would allegedly pay up to $75,000 for each test and wire money to charitable accounts. Then he used the purported charitable donations that he got from parents to bribe SAT and ACT test administrators. This is a huge scam. Now, among the college coaches involved in the scheme was Rudy Meredith, they say, the former head women's soccer coach at Yale, and John Vandemore, a sailing coach at Stanford. They say for one applicant, Meredith, who resigned from his position in November, created a fake athletic profile and said the person was a recruit for the Yale women's soccer team. But the applicant didn't play competitive soccer. Reportedly, Singer had given Coach Meredith $400,000 after the student was admitted to Yale. A Georgetown tennis coach received bribe money between 2012 and 2018, they say, from Singer. That amounted to over $2.7 million. So you see, Singer is the middleman, so he gets his cut. He pays these people who he's bribing, and the parents are happy. Everybody's happy. In exchange for the bribes, the Georgetown coach apparently designated approximately 12 applicants as recruits for his tennis team. Some didn't even play tennis competitively. But because they were recruited for tennis, they could get into Georgetown. Now, they say Felicity Huffman and her husband allegedly helped their daughter with her college admission. They made a charitable contribution of $15,000 to participate in this scheme, documents say. Huffman later made arrangements to pursue the scheme a second time for the younger daughter, but then decided not to. Now, the other actress, Laughlin, agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team. But they didn't participate in crew. But they were able to then get into USC. So that's a problem here. This kind of blows my mind. Okay, so I'm a doctor. I went to medical school, and medical school is competitive. But my attitude towards medical school was get good grades and get in somewhere. It doesn't have to be Harvard, doesn't have to be Yale, doesn't have to be USC. And maybe it's because, one, I kind of grew up poor. Two, maybe it's because with the West Coast, it was not about, ooh, where did you go to college? Ooh, where did you go to college? See, I didn't really hang out with those types of people. You know, my family wasn't really bougie. They were just kind of really, you know, middle class, sometimes lower middle class in terms of income. So nobody in my family ever went to college. So my goal was just to get into college, which luckily I did. I got into UNLV and I got a full ride scholarship because I took my own SAT. I got a 1450 on my SAT and I had my period that day. So that's pretty damn good. So I got full ride scholarship. Thank God UNLV wanted to, you know, provide that support because I couldn't afford college. And I was working at Jack in the Box and supporting myself. And so it was, you know, kind of a rough time, but it worked out. It worked out. And then when it came time to medical school, I didn't even apply to the fancy schmancy medical schools. I just knew that, you know, I needed to go to a school where I could A, get in, B, I could afford. I didn't want to leave being $500,000 in debt. And where, you know, I would, you know, get to learn a lot. And I went to UNR School of Medicine. And dang, being in a class size of 50, I got to do everything. Whereas other medical schools, like when I rotated and did my last year at UCLA, most of the other medical students hadn't delivered babies, hadn't sewn in drains during surgery, hadn't performed hysterectomies. And me as a medical student, I did. Why? Because I went to a smaller school. So sometimes the smaller, more, I don't want to use the term redneck, but, you know, more smaller town, not as fancy schmancy school, sometimes gives you much better education because it's all hands on deck. And if you aren't in a facility where there are tons of doctors and everybody fighting to get into the operating room, and there's not enough hands on deck, you get to do a lot. So I got to do so much more than the average medical student, and I went to UNR School of Medicine. So as far as I'm concerned, that's one of the best schools in the country. So for me, it was never about, oh, I got to get to Georgetown or Yale or whatever. But I guess for certain jobs, and maybe it's because with medicine, I don't need that. There's not enough, you know, doctors out there. So, wherever you got your degree is fine. But maybe for business or law or whatever, or politics, you have to have that fancy college, you know, name. I just don't think so. I don't think that is as crucial anymore because college is starting to be diluted. Now so many people have college degrees. These colleges are graduating thousands a year that it's like, all right, I got a college degree. They're like, well, so does everybody else. Now you can get college degrees online. And so, I mean, unless you're trying to get in the top, tippy-top firm, you know, if you get a degree in a state school, that's fine. You have a degree. And some of the most successful people are the ones that kind of do their own businesses, start their own businesses. So, you know, this is a shame because these kids, they're going to find out which kids were involved in the scam, and now their careers could be ruined. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.